Hello, I'm Mustafa McPherson. I'm an early maturity breeder for Phytogen Seed Company. And it's my pleasure to be able to present to you Phytogen 499 WRF, a variety that we feel is an improvement in yield and stability of yield over environments. I'd like to take a moment and introduce the co-authors of the paper. Joel Mayhill is Phytogen's jack and master of all trades. In addition to his Pima, Kayla, and stripper breeding, he also manages the trait integration program. Joe Johnson is the late maturity breeder. He and I cooperate quite extensively on our yield testing program, whereby we're able to identify varieties that are broadly adapted and stable across locations. Drew Rush is our agronomist and yield trial manager. He coordinates and oversees our testing program and does an outstanding job with that. David Anderson is our global director of research, and I feel that he is our unsung hero of the Phytogen breeding team. 499 was developed from a conventional line. It was initially crossed in 1999 between two parents that were chosen based on their yield. They were the highest yielding lines in our test at that point. We advanced the generations through pedigree selection, and in 2004, we bulk harvested an advanced progeny row that was named PO4X3074. 3074 was used as the recurrent parent in a transgenic integration program whereby we backcrossed the wide strike and rounded ready flex traits into that line. And then in 2008, we identified multiple lines that were pure true breeding for the transgenic traits. And one of those lines, line number 5, was identified as being the best. And that became the variety of 499, which was released in 2011. This is a GGE biplot showing the comparison of 3074 with 499, and this is over 70 locations of internal trials that Phytogen conducted from 2009 through 2011. If you're familiar with biplot, the red line is the average tester coordinator, and that is an indication of yield and stability. As you go from left to right along the red line, you go from low to high yielding, and then closeness to that red line is an indication of stability. The farthest to the right, 3074 was high yielding, close to line is very stable. 499 was right there with it, basically very comparable. Only thing is, it was on the opposite side of the red line, indicating that it was slightly better at these locations than these, but that difference was relatively small. This data table is from head-to-head comparisons of 3074 compared to 499 over years. Pretty consistently, 499 had a 50 pound per acre yield advantage over 3074. That was significant over all years, and then in 2012. I feel that that yield advantage was attributable mainly due to an improvement on lint percent. 499 had a 1% improvement in lint percent over 3074, and that was consistent across years. As you might would expect, that came partially at the expense of a slightly smaller seed. And one of the improvements that we have consistently seen in our transgenic integration program is that our transgenic varieties are often have a lower micron error. And in this case, we had a 0.3 lower micron error, which is a distinct improvement over its recurrent parent. There was a slight improvement in the RD, but that difference was relatively small. The rest of my talk will be looking at university data from Texas High Plains all the way over to Virginia for the years 2010 and 2011. Had a database of over 3,500 records that I used for this analysis, where I look at Eberhardt-Russell regression, the head-to-head comparisons with agribase, and of course my favorite GGE biplot, and then finally looking at the percent of the trials with different rank groups. This is the Eberhardt Russell regression of 499. The location mean regressed against itself is the dotted line, and that line has a slope of 1 and an intercept of 0. So that's the baseline. And then the deviation from that baseline indicates the performance of the variety. Since 499's regression was above the line with a slope of 94 pounds per acre, it was consistently above average yield as compared to the location mean. The slope was 1.05, indicating that 499 was higher yielding than the location mean in the higher yielding environments. So the advantage that 499 has was increased at the higher yielding environments. This is the regression, the same regression line for 499 that you saw before, the red line, as compared to three top competitors. Americott 1511 is the green line, Delta Pine 0912 is the black line, and the Delta Pine 1028 is the blue line. The regression for Americott 1511 was really quite comparable to 499, except at the higher yielding environments, it was not quite as good, as reflected by the slope of being 1.03. Delta Pine 0912 had a steeper slope, but the intercept was lower, indicating that 0912 didn't perform quite as well in the lower yielding environments. The regression line for Delta Pine 1028 was quite comparable to 499, except that the line was shifted down below it, so its performance was similar, but not as high yielding as 499. Skip to the bottom. Hit end instead. Okay, this is the GGE biplot of university data, 137 total environments, and this is all varieties with less than 40% missing data. So the locations are in gray here because I wanted to emphasize the varieties. I color-coded the varieties. Phytogen is in blue, Delta Pine is in green, Stoneville Fibromax are in orange, and other varieties are in black. 499 being to the right was the highest yielding over all of these university trials. It was below the line, indicating that it was slightly better adapted to these locations as compared to the locations on the opposite side of the red line. This is a map showing the different regions that I broke up the test locations for head-to-head comparisons. 499 compared to other varieties in head-to-head comparisons was number one in the North Coastal, South Coastal, Tennessee Valley, and the South Texas regions as compared to 34 other varieties. It was number four in the South Delta and the North Delta. And then in the Texas Plains, it was number 15 out of 66. And this is the biplot by regions and over years. Again, 499 is down here below the line, farthest to the right, highest yielding. But it's on the opposite side of the line to the North Delta and the Plains, indicating that it was not quite as well adapted there. However, in head-to-head comparisons in these regions, 499 was not significantly different from those top yielders there. And this is the average overall location head-to-head comparison. 499 was significantly higher yielding than all other varieties except for Americott 1511. In head-to-head comparisons. Of the slides I have, I believe this is the most compelling, showing the superiority of 499, and this is the percent of trials where different varieties place. In 26% of the trials, 499 ranked out number one, and then in 4% of the trials, it ranked out one or two. And then it was in the top 25% two-thirds of the time. Let's skip that. And with that, I think you can see that the 499 among the cotton varieties is clearly a most valuable player. Okay, with that, I'll be glad to answer any questions if there are any.
Got a little bit of time for one or two questions. Thank you, Mr. Stoffel.